here on Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph, seven lines down from the top, and we're talking about a principle called Yeruchar Dovar. That means if you had a Karban Pesach that could be shechted in the morning, B'tzafra, on your Dalet, and you waited until the afternoon when it's time for the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then the law is Yeruchar Dovar, we delay the shechting of the Karban Pesach until after the Tamid. And that's paradoxical, because you would think that since the Karban Pesach was already obligated in the morning, way before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, we should assume that in a choice situation between Pesach and Tamid, the Pesach should come first. And the Gemara says that we have such a principle, we have a precedent, if you will, Diha Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mispalel Shel Mincha V'Acharkach Mispalel Shel Musafim. He could have davened Musaf in the morning way before the time for Mincha, but he missed that boat, and now it's time for Mincha. And the law is that he has to daven Mincha first. That's where Rabbi Yochanan establishes in Masechet Shabbos. Even though, again, the Musaf started in its man, it was royal Musaf in the morning, way before Mincha, but nevertheless, now it's the Shas Mincha. So Mispal Shel Mincha, he first has to start with Mincha, Acharkach Mispal Shel Musafim. And this is really Machlokas Tanoim in Masechet Brachos on Daf Chaf Ches. It's between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, and apparently Rabbi Yochanan accepts the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mispalel Musa first, because since the Zman of Musa began before that of Mincha, and not only that, the latest time for Musaf is Sheva Shos Bayom, and that's coming very quickly, so we might as well chaperayin and make sure to daven Musaf first. But we're paskening now, Rabbi Yochanan is accepting the Shita of the Chachamim, and this is a principle of Yeruchar Dovar, that you didn't bring it on time, now, you know, at the earliest time, now, but you know, we push you aside and make room for the new Chiyuv. The Gemara asks now, Ubein Harbayim Tachsiv Gabi Ktores V'Neros Lomali. So anyway, in these two mitzvahs, we wait till Chatzos, and the question is, Bishleim, if we're going to wait till Chatzos like the Chachamim Shita, that's fine. But if we go like Ben Becerra, who says that whenever it says Bein Harbayim, it means the entire day, and then we're going to need another pasuk Ba'erev to tell you that the Zman is Ba'erev, so why did you bother, why did the Torah bother telling you something confusing and saying it's Bein Harbayim? And the Gemara goes on, and you remember the sugya that we did yesterday with Rabbi Avo and with Abaye and with Rav Papa, and then finally the Gemara brings down the law of Mechusas Zman of Rabbi Avtariki. And if you recall, Rav Tariki was bothered by what looked like an apparent stira in the psukim themselves about Yom HaRoy LaKrova. On the one hand, one pasuk in Vayikruchav Gimel Sharo Kesev O Eiz Ki Volid V'Hoya Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo, and Ha Laila Chazi. In other words, from the pasuk it would seem that the night going into the eighth day is still considered Roy LaKrova, but yet the next part of the pasuk says Iksiv Umi Yom Hashmini V'Holi Yiratzeh, excluding the Laila, the night going into the eighth day, that's not considered Roy LaKrova. Kate said, how do we reconcile these two? And he says that Laila is L'Kedusha V'Yom U'Bayom LaHartzah, which means that you could be Magdish it L'Mizbeach, meaning we're talking about youngest age where you cross the line and it's Roy LaKrova. And the answer is that already Balaila, it's Roila Krova. And as far as the Hakrova itself is concerned, which is called Hartzah, we have to wait till Yom. So even though we're not Makdish a Behemoth, that's not Roila Krova, that's impossible. Yet, paradoxically, the Torah is telling me you could be Makdish it already at the night of the eighth day after its birth, even though it's only Roila Krova the next morning. So how could the Akdosh be meaningful? And the answer is, it's already considered Ru'uya as far as Akdosh is concerned, because Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman, which really means that it, we're Ot, you know, we're anticipating the Zman Roila Krova in the morning. The night before the morning is already considered, in one sense at least, as it's, if it's Roy, not Roy La Krova, because for that we need the eighth day, but it's Roy La Kedosha, meaning that you can be Magdashit. The Gemara now goes off into a discussion of other cases of Dichui Bikarbonos. So let's just review quickly what we said about Dichui Bikarbonos. We had the case of a person who was Magdish the Karban Pesach in the morning of Yudalid, and at that point we might say that it's already Nidcheh, it's already Dichui, but the answer is no, it's only considered Mechusar Zman. It's, as far as Dichui is concerned, you might say that it's Roy Lakrova Bo Bayom, since on this day itself, although we wait till the afternoon, but as far as the day is concerned, it's Roy Lakrova, and therefore that's considered Roy, not Dochui. Dochui means when it's not Roy Lakrova at all. Here in this, as far as the day is concerned, the status of Roy Lakrova expands and spreads throughout the day. Now, what would be a classical case of Dichui? According to Rabbi Avo, the example of Dichui would be a Pesach before Chatzos, because it's not Roy L'Shlomim. You want to make a Pesach into Shlomim later on, but it's not Roy for Shlomim. So it's Nidcha Mi'liol Shlomim, and therefore it's Dochui Liola. That's in the case where it's Mafrish a Korban Pesach before Chatzos. The Gemara says, Lema, Om Rabbi Zeril Rabbi Avo, Lema, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Balechayim Nidchim. Again, we had a question before that according to Rabbi Yochanan, every Pesach should be Nifsal Mishum Dichui. Because when he's Mafreshit, let's say presumably before the time of Hakrova, it's already Dachui. And we asked on Rabbi Yochanan, maybe every single Pesach should therefore be possibly din dichui. And the answer is that huchrach l'shvishitaso, that even karbonos that were nidcha me'akrova before the shechita is nifsal yolam mizbeach, not just karbonos that were already shechted. It's Rabbi Yochanan who said that according to Ben Besera, a Pesach that was shechted on Arbas or B'Shachris, it doesn't matter whether it was shechted Lishmo or it was shechted Shalol Lishmo, is possible. You know, Ben Beseira is Moda that the Zman Pesach is Bein Harbayim, and from Chatzos Hayom until Laila is the Zman Pesach, not before that. But nevertheless, even though Ben Beseira would say that it's possible if it was shechted shalol lishmo before chatzos, but hol miktsaso, since part of the day before chatzos, meaning the second half of the day after chatzos, is roy lepesach, therefore it's not considered like a pesach that was shechted b'shar yemos hashana, where shalol lishmo is kosher, but rather it's considered like a pesach shalol lishmo Bizmano, because of the Mikzas Zmano period, which is called Apostle. Now, in order to understand our Gemara and what Rabbi Avoh is telling us about the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, we want to talk a little bit about a Gemara in Masechta Yoma. The Gemara there talks about in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, which are ma'akiv one of the other, and the Seir HaPnimi, which is the Seir LaShem. You cannot be makriv that unless the Seir Mishtalech is still alive and well. But let's say, for example, he already went ahead and he shechted the Seir HaPnimi, but he hasn't yet gotten a chance to be zorik the dam. And in the meantime, the Seir HaMishtalech dies, is he shafech adam? We have to get, you know, just arrest the process. Nothing goes on here. Nothing moves forward. And even after they were mafrish, the Seir HaMishtalech, a second string Seir HaMishtalech from the bullpen, is the dam could not be chozelech shero. Because everybody agrees that whole v'nidche in the case of a carbon that was shechted. If you talk about a live carbon, you might say, well, we removed the reason for the dichui and now the carbon becomes kosher again. But in the case of a shachut, everyone agrees that eino chozer lech shero. And here it became nidche as a result of the fact that the Seir HaMishtalech is gone, is dead. And this is after the Shechita of the Seir HaPnimi. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, let's take a second string Seir HaMishtalech and replace it. That's alive and well. And now we can be Zorik the Dam of the Seir HaPnimi. But the answer is no. Hol v'nidche nidche. And that principle applies going to everyone after the Misa of the Karbon. Now, if on the other hand, the Seir HaMishtalech died before the Shechita of the Seir HaPnimi, then there's machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Samach Beis. According to Tanakama, the pnimi in such a case is not nidche because before shchita there's no dichui, and therefore since he went ahead and he was mafrish a Seir HaMishtalech, a second one to replace the first one, you can now go ahead and be makriv the Seir HaPnimi. And this is based on the principle of called Ein Balichayim Nidochim. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with the Tanakhama. He holds even Balichayim on Nidochim. But we're going now, according to the Chachamim, we have a principle of Ein Balichayim Nidochim. And therefore, as long as it's before the Shechita, once the Shechita is out of Balchai, it's already a mess. But as long as it's alive and well, that if you remove the Sibas HaDichui, it now is Chozelech Shero. So what was the Sibas HaDichui here in the case of the Seir HaPnimi? It's the fact that the Seir HaMishtalech died. Now we have a different substitute, Seir HaMishtalech. Now we can go ahead and shech the Seir HaPnimi. And why is Balichayim Ein Nidochim? So the Meiri has a theory, not here, but in Masechta Kedusha Daf Zayin, that Yesh Lem Pidyon Al Yedei Mum. That if the Baal Chai becomes a Mum, there's a Pidyon. So since the process of invalidating the Korban in the case of Baal Chai is a reversible process, the Baal Chai lends itself to Pidyon if it becomes a Baal Mum. Therefore, the concept of the Dichui is not relevant, is not appropriate to fit in the case of Baal Chai, because a Baal Chai always has a possibility of Pidyon. And if it has a possibility of Pidyon, status in Hegdesh is not set, it's not permanent, it's reversible, and therefore there's no din of Dichui by Baal Chayim. Now, we asked Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you were mafrish the Korban Pesach in the morning, then whenever the Shechita takes place, whether it's for the sake of Pesach or for the sake of a different Korban, it's always going to be possible if he shechts it in the morning. In other words, Rabbi Ben Vaseira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is moded that the time for Shchitas HaPesach is Bein Arbayim after Chatzos till Laila, but not before that. And nevertheless, Rabbi Vaseira would say that if it was Shechted before Chatzos Shalo Lishmo, it still remains possible. It still is considered like a Pesach that's Roy. Even though, again, fundamentally, the Zman of Pesach is after Bein Arbayim, and to call it Roy in the morning is only this principle called Miktsaso. And the Gemara then attacks Rabbi Yochanan, that was Rabbi Avos Megadeh, if you recall, that you don't know how to find a Pesach that's kosher, because if he was Mafreshit in the morning of Yedalit, that's called Dichui Meikar. Meaning at the time of its Hegdesh, it wasn't Roy Lakrov at all. Fine, so the Gemara says that Kasov Rabbi Yochanan Bali Chaim Nidchim. In other words, you ask the Kasher Rabbi Yochanan that if there was a Tchilas Hegdesho in the morning of Yudalid, the Gemara thought, Rabbi Avo thought, in attacking Rabbi Yochanan, that it becomes Dichli Meikara, because it's not Roy Lakrova in the morning. And the question is, in order to defend Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have to say that later on, meaning in the second half of the day after Chatzos, it becomes Roy. But you asked him, wait a minute, it's Dochli Meikara. Now, why should be Dochli Meikara when he was Magdash? We say that Ein Bali Chayim Nidochim, it was a live animal. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bali Chayim Nidochim, and that's the principle that we have to assume. According to Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan accepts the position of Bali Chaim Nidochim, and that's why you ask the cash on him that every Pesach should have a problem of Dichui, because at the time of the Akrova in the morning it's not Roy at the time of its Akdosh in the morning it's not Roy Lakrova, and that makes it into Dichui. But we're saying now, and then therefore we have to be holding now that Bali Chaim Nidochim. In other words, even an animal that was nidche before its hakrova, before its shchita, it becomes posel yolam. Not just after the shchita. So to that, Rabbi Avo responds, Omer lay in. That in fact is the shita Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, behemesh shel shnei shutfim shehigdish, meaning one of the two shutfim was magdish chetzia, his half, that belongs to him, the chaza melokach chetzia hasheni. In other words, then he went ahead and he purchased the other half of the behema. So first he was magnish half of the behema, that's his half. Now he purchased the rest of the behema. Is kedosha v'eina kreva. It cannot be brought as a krov on the mizbeach, but rather we apply the principle of tira achetistayim until it gets a mum, and then you can be pulled in and you buy a different animal with its value, with its money. And what's going on over here? Since he was magdish his half, this shutov, that's called dchuya. In other words, he can't possibly be bakir of this karbon when he only owns half of the karbon. In fact, you could say even more profound, the second half of the karbon, not only isn't it his, but it's not even Hegdesh, it's not even Kodesh Petaris karbon, it's Chulin. And if he was Magdish his half, then it's already Nidche Shah Achas. Because again, the other half, which the other Shut of Shimon was a Magdish's half, so it's half Chulin and half carbon. In such a case, it's nidcha, it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Now the other shutof sells his half, and the buyer, who is our first shutof that we discussed, he now becomes a full-fledged owner of this behemah, is nevertheless eino kreva. We cannot be makir of this carbon unless it becomes a balmum, because at the time of the Akdosha only half became Kodesh L'Mizbeach, and the other half is Dachui Me'akrova. And now we apply the principle of Sha'achas Nidchus Sha'achas Shuvenimui L'Mizbeach Afli Achashuk Disha Kula. Now the Kedusha is Chal on the entire behemah because the other Shutov sold his half, but nevertheless it's not royal of his bath because it was nidches. The osa tmura and the status of this animal is the same as any behemah's kodshim as far as tmura is concerned, that if on another animal he says let that other animal be tmura of this animal, then the other animal, the tmura, is going to have the kedushas mizbeach, because again, once the other shutof relinquished his ownership in the shutfus, now the first shutof is the full-fledged owner of this behemah. And if he's the full-fledged owner of this behemah, he has full rights to be magdish the behemah, meaning the behemah now is completely hegdesh and completely a din karban olav. Even though it's ena kreva, you can't bring it on the mizbeach without it becoming a malmum, because of the din of dichui that when he was magdish his half, it was nidcha. But again, the kedusha is a full fledged kedusha, therefore tmura applies to murasa kayotzeba. Now, the kayotzeba means that although the tmur is chal, it too is ena kreva l'mizbeach, because it has it picks up, if you will, the same identical kedusha as the original, the one that from which he was meimir, and therefore it too, the tmur as well, is eno kreva l'mizbeach. He says the din of tmura is the din, it's like the din of a behema shehimiruba l'chol dover. It gets the din as far as l'chol dover for all its dimensions as the original carbon that he was meimer by. And if the original carbon wasn't royal l'mizbeach, it's not kreva l'mizbeach, so too the tmura. Shmamino tlas. The Gemara says that from Rabbi Yochanan we're going to learn three different halachic principles, laws that apply to dichui. Number one, shvamina balechayim nidachim. In other words, you don't have to wait till after the shechita to apply the principle of an eternal dichui. The eternal dichui applies even when the animal is still alive. Ushvamina dachui meikaravi dachui. When there is a dechia at the time of its hakdasha, that's called meikara, that dichui is a permanent dichui. Those don't apply, the psul of karma, don't apply it when it's royal mizbech and then it was nidche, but even if it was nidche at the time that he was magdashit, you still apply the principle of dichui. Ushmamin and the third nafkamin, and here we turn to Yud Beis and Beis, is yesh dichui be damim, meaning be kedushas damim. So you have a carbon that only has kedushas damim, doesn't have kedushas aguf. And for this, we'd have to learn a sugya in kedushin at the beginning of kedushin. But anyway, this behema, as long as the second shutav has not relinquished his ownership, is only hukdash lechetzia by one of the two shutfim. It doesn't have kedushas damim. It doesn't have kedushas aguf. It only has kedushas damim. And exactly what the definition of Kedushas Domim is a machlokes, according to Reb Chaim Ozer. it's like any kedusha is done in, which means it lends itself to pidyon, you don't have to wait for a mum. And then we're going to take its dumb and buy another carbon. But the Brisker Rav disagreed, and he was of the opinion that a behemah shechetzi kadosh, it has a kedushas goof, it's not subject, it doesn't lend itself to pigeon. And when the Gemara calls it a kedushas dumb in the same in the case of chetzi, that's because it doesn't have a Torah's hakrava, so we call it kedushas dumb, it's omed for Re'iyah and Achiz Tayyav to become a Balmum, and then you could bring a carbon from its Domin. So again, since it's Eino Roy L'Kedusha, as far as Mizbeach is concerned, therefore, we don't say that the Kedusha is Mispashet on the second half, which belongs to the other Shutof, so that we can be Makarin on the Mizbeach. In any event, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a din of dichui, and we don't say that kedushas damim is different, and it's not subject to dichui. Now, what would be the havamina to say that kedushas damim it doesn't lend itself to dichui? That's a difficult question to answer. Just on a very superficial level, I would suggest that Kedushas Dov is a lighter kind of Kedusha than Kedushas Guf. After all, lends itself to Pidyon. And therefore, the Psul of Dichui, which means that there's some sort of a permanent Psul that's Chal on the carbon, that doesn't apply to Kedushas Dov. The Dichui is Chal on the Guf HaKarbon, but in the case of Kedushas Dov, the Kedusha is not in the Guf at all, it's in its monetary value. Now, we're going to set up a different alternative case of dichui bikarbonos, and the Gemara had a case of dichui bikarbonos in the case of chetzia, where one shutof was magdish's half, and you can't bring a half of a carbon on the mizbech, the other shutof was not magdish's half. That's called dichui, even if subsequently the other Shutuf will remove his ownership and sell his half. Now, Ula comes up in the name of Rabbi Yochanan with another case of dichui, and that is a man ate chelev b'shogeg, in which case, of course, he has to bring a korban chatas. He then designated a specific animal as a korban to fulfill his chiyuv, v'hemir das. And now, he was baptized, or whatever the case may be, to go in to accept another religion. So now he's no longer roy to bring this carbon. Now the chazarbo. Now he, Baruch Hashem, he did tshuva. He comes back to the fold. He was off the derech. Now he's on the derech. His whole v'nidche yidocha, since at the time that he was a mumar, the carbon was rejected because of zevach karbon. It's a special din of mumar. Even though now his status as a mumar has been removed, nevertheless, the carbon doesn't go back to a state of hechsher. Even though at the time of the afrasha he was not a mumar. Now, in the parash of Chatos, the pasuk says, "Vayikra dal v'yim nefesh achas techto b'shkogu mi'am ha'oretz, v'chachomim darshu mi'am ha'oretz," to the exception of Mumar. In other words, a Mumar cannot bring a Korban Chatos. Now, this is based on a b'rais in Kuluna Daf Hei, Rav Shimon ben Yossi, in the name of Rav Shimon, derives this din from a pasuk ba'asosa achas mi mitzvos Hashem asher lo ta'asena, and that's called sheshav mi yediyasa. If someone is not shav mi yediyasa, it means that even if he would have known that it was asur, he wouldn't have prevented, he wouldn't have been inhibited, he would have done it anyway. He doesn't bring a carbon on his shkog. and he has more or less the same status as a mumar. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says Hoel v'nidcha yidocha, meaning liola. He's going to have to replace this chatos with a different chatos. Why? Because since he was a mumar, the karma was nidcha. So when he does tshuva, he's going to have to bring a different karma as a karma chatos for eating chelev b'shogeg. Yidmar Nami has another case of dichui. Om Rabbi Yirmiyom, Rabbi Avom, Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chelev, he ate chelev b'shogeg, v'ifish karma, he set aside a karma for his chatos. Vinishtata, and now he became the opposite of lucid. In other words, he lost his clarity of thought, and he has now the din of a shota. Now, as far as the status of a shota who doesn't have das, we would say the following: the pasuk at the beginning by Yikras says Yaakov also lutzono, meaning there's got to be das bailin. In the case of a shota, there's no das bailin. That's how Rashi explains it. And that would set up a nidcha. And therefore, Chazav in Ishtapa, when he, Baruch Hashem, he returns to his lucidity, and now he's saying, Hoil v'nidcha nidcha. The dichui is chal, here as a result of the fact that he was a shota, it's chal li'olam, shall we say. The carbon is completely excluded from hakrov. That's called yidocha li'ola. He's going to have to bring a different chatos. Utsrichi. Now, we needed Rabbi Yochanan to teach me the din of dichui in the cases that we discussed earlier, because we could not derive dichui of one case from another case. The yashmin kamaisa mishum du dachi nafshe biyadai. If you tell me the case of a mumar, so then I would say, well, since he actively became a mumar, he decided to be a mumar, that's called dichui. Because the bailim with docha biatzvah biyadayim akrova, their own carbon, that's a profound act of dichui, aval hocha. But here in the case of shota, the memela idchi, He didn't deliberately make himself into a shota. It came upon him, me'elav, you know, against his will. Is therefore ki yoshein domin. That's not considered dichui in this havamina. His status has not changed as far as kodshim is concerned. He's like a person who goes to sleep, and he has no das while he's asleep. And it means that sleeping is not a chalushem, which would generate a dichui. It's just a temporary kind of thing. And the same thing is true in this case of shota, where he apparently goes in and out. He's lucid and then he's not lucid. He has the same status as a yashin. V'yashmin in hocha. If he would have started by telling me that there's a din of dichui in the case of nishtata, where he lost it, he lost his marbles, that's mishum di ein v'yada lachzar. We would say that the din of dichui applies here and only here. What's exclusive? What generates the din of dichui here? It's the fact that the shota does not have a way of recuperating from his shtus and regaining his status as a bardas. That's not v'yada. He doesn't have the ability to do so on his own. Masha'enkin, in the case of Mumar, Amal Hocha Yesh B'yad Al-Lachzar, the situation of Mumar is that he can remove that Shem Mumar, therefore the Shem Mumar is only a superficial, go in and out kind of Shem Mumar. Amalo, I would think that in such cases, no din of Dichui Tzricha, therefore we need both statements of Rabbi Yochanan. The first statement in the case of Mumar, the second statement, which is brought down in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that he became a shota. Now the Gemara has a sugya in Horios at the beginning of the Masechta. The cases where Bezdin Hagadol B'Yushalayim, the High Court of Israel, gave a verdict, handed down a decision, a horah. And this horah was that they should violate one of the averos for which you have to bring a chatas. And following in the footsteps of this horah, somebody will call Ruvain went ahead, and he, based on the horah of the Chacham of the Bezdin Hagadol, he violated an Iser B'Shogeg. And the din is, according to Gemara and Horios, he's potter from Chatos. However, Uboy Rabbi Yirmiya had a suffek. If somebody eats chalev, obviously b'shogeg, and then he was mafresh a carbon, b'horu bezdin shechalev mutar. After his hafrasha, Bezdin gave out a verdict that chalev is mutar, you're allowed to eat chalev. And then they realized what a mistake they made, and they rescinded their verdict and their permission, and they went back and said, you're not allowed to eat chalev. Ma, what's the din of this carbon? Should we say there's a dichui here or not? Now, what's the tzad in the Gemara to say there's dichui? That at the time, the moment that Bezdin was matir chalev, is then there's no such thing as a chiyuv chatas chalev, and that makes the carbon into dichui. So that when Bezdin reverts, rescinds or reverses, that's what, if Bezdin reverses their decision and they no longer want to be matir chalev, then he's going to have to replace this chatos with a different chatos, because at the time he was mafresh the chatos, there was no chiyuv chatos once Bezdin was matir chalev, and that sets up a principle called dichui. So even though later on Bezdin issues a controversial argument and rescinds their original heter, then we're going to say that since at the moment that they were matir it, there was no din karban chatos. And that's mafkiya the karban chatos, min din dichui. Then the Gemara says, olo havi dichui. The Gemara has another side that this is not called dichui, because the halachic status of eating chalev is an independent question, and the Zgadim vacillated, went back and forth on that issue. It doesn't mean that at any point the status of the carbon changes. Now this question was asked by Rabbi Yirmiya, and there was a Zaken who said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Ki Pasach, Rabbi Yochanan, Bidchuyim Meha Pasach. Then I can tell you, because I'm from the older generation, that Rabbi Yochanan would begin to present the laws of Dichui. He would start with this exact case, and he would paskin that it was Nidchel Yolam, and that's a Dichui Gadol Yoser. It's even more profound of a Dichui than Mumar and Shota. And my time with Gemara is why? In the case of Mumar, in the case of Shota, there was no issue in the Hakrava, the carbons per se, except that the Bala carbon was Nidche. How much more so if we find a case where there's Dichui in the carbon, there should be Dichui. And therefore, when Bezdin was more that the Chelev is Mutter, then the whole concept of Chatas Chelev becomes meaningless. And it's completely nidche. The carbon is completely nidche. No one in Klal Yisrael can be mechuyev in a carbon for eating chalev, because chalev itself is mutter. Just review the last point. Then in the cases of Mumar and Shota, it's only the Bailam that's nidche. But in the case of Horoz Bezdin, that chalev is mutter, nobody would be chayev a carbon chata. So that's a real total dichui. Omar Shimon ben Azai, in our Mishnah here, the second Mishnah in the Perek, Mekublani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken, that all the zvachim which are eaten, if they were shechted shalosh malek sherim, but lo ol lebayim l'shem chova, with the exception of Pesach and Chatos, which are posel, and the implication is that Osham would have the same status, that Ol, excuse me, would have the same status as Pesach and Chatos, because it's not a Nechal, it's Kolil, Lomali lemisna shivim ushnayim zokin. He should have said Zkenim, the Lashon Rabin. The 72 elders, not elder. And the Gemara says, the kulu bechadosh itosa havekaim. He meant to say, to imply that they all agree to one opinion, and therefore they're like ish echad. And since they have the same sheet, it's considered one zaken. The Gemara now analyzes the logic of Shimon ben Azai. First of all, as we saw, Lo Hosifu ben Azai Ella Ola, and he disagrees with the Chachamim, and according to Shimon ben Azai, if the Ola was Shechtet Shelo Lishma, it's possible, not like the Chachamim, who would say that like any other Karbon, it's Kosher, but Eino Ola L'Shem Bailef. Omer Rav Huna, my Taima de ben Azai, what logic brought, or what source brought ben Azai this conclusion, that an Ola would be Pasul Shelo Lishma? And the answer is that in the parasha of Ola, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says, Ola hu ishe reach nichoach lashem, which means that Ola hu, meaning who means it's got to be Lishma. And the Gemara says, Dafka kshi Lishma, when the Ola, which is feminine, he, Lishma, is Kshera, Avashalo Lishma, Psula. And we had a similar drasha with regard to Chatos back on Daf Hayim and Beis, to tell you that Chatos, Shalo Lishma, is Psula. Gemara asks, Osham Namik Sivbe, in the parish of Osham, in Vayikra Vav, it says, Vehiktir Osam HaKohen HaMizbecha Ishe Lashem, and then it says, Osham Hu. And the Chachamim, at least, in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, hold that Asham Shalo Lishma is also kosher. What do we do with this who? In other words, we just derived, according to Shim ben Azai, from who, the Psul of Shalo Lishma. Why don't we apply the same who in the case of Asham? Some more answers that we need who in the case of Asham for something else. Ha who, that who, is Liacher Kaktar Seimuriviksiv. The parasha appears after he's already finished the four avodos, and therefore the carbon is kosher. It's impossible to say that a Machsheva Shalo Lishma would passel the carbon at the time of Aktar Seimurim, because the Aktar Seimurim enterprise itself is not indispensable, and the carbon would be kosher even if the Emurim were lost. Hai Nami, the Gemara says, in the case of Ola, if you read the parasha carefully, is Liachar Haktar Seimurim, the pasuk appears, who after Haktar Seimurim? So the Gemara answers, no, Trei Hu Ksiva. The word who appears twice in the parasha of Ola. Once in the pasuk of Olas Nedava, and once in the El Ola of Shivus Yimei Miluim, there it says in Shmos Chavtes, V'ktarta es kol ha'ayel ha'mizbecha Olahu. And both of them, it's true, are referring to after Akhtar Seimurim, but the second who is Iberik, it's extra superfluous to Darshan, the Psul Shalol Lishma, because if in Einu Inyan we Achar Akhtar, then use it for before Akhtar, during any of the Avodas Adam, to pasul and Ola Shalol Lishma. The Gemara asks, Gabi Osham Nami Trei Hu Ksivi. Once again, if we go through the parashas carefully, we'll see that the word who appears twice in the parasha of Osham. In Vayikra Hei Pasuk Yud Tes, it says Osham Hu Oshom Oshem Lashem. And again, even though both of them are referring not to Avodah Saddam, but why don't we use the Yemeinah Inyan, that if the Torah repeats it twice, it's coming to teach me Shalo Lishma. And therefore, from this question, Rav Huna, he retracts his original position that Ben Azai is based on the word who. El Ben Azai bekavah chomer ma'isile. It's based on a logical deduction that Shalo Lishma apostles and olamachatos she'eno kolil. In other words, if we compare chatos to ola, there's a certain chumrah in ola that doesn't apply to a chatos. Chatos is eaten with zichrei kahuna. However, in the case of ola, it's kolil. That makes it more chumrah. And if shalom lishma apostles are chatos, then how much more so should apostle an ola? So the Gemara says, Malachatos, there's a chumrah in chatos that would justify the psul of shalom lishma. And that is Shekein Mechaperes. It's a kapara on a chet. Whereas Ola is just what we call a daron. It's not for the sake of kapara. So maybe in the case of an Ola, the Torah would be more lenient and it would be Machshir Shalol Lishma. So Gemara says, Pesach Yochiach. Pesach is not for the sake of kapara's chet, and yet Pesach Shalol Lishma is possible. So why not apply the din of Ola? We see that the chumrah of lechaper is not that doesn't generate the psul of Shalol Lishma. So Gemara says, but Pesach itself has a chumrah that you won't find in a korban Ola shekein zmanu kavua. It's only once a year on Yudal Benis, and Ola has no zman kavua. And therefore, in the case of Ola, we don't assume that a Machshavah Shalol Lishma would be posel. The Torah is more machmir in a Pesach that comes only once a year, but Chatos Tochia, Chatos has no Zman Kavu, and yet Shalol Lishma passes the Chosar, Din Lo Roi Zeker, Roi Zev, Lo Roi Zeker, we can have a Tzad HaShoveh if we take together Chatos and Pesach. Because each one has a Chumrah that the other one doesn't have. And the Tzad HaShoveh Shemen is that they're kodshim, and if you shech them shalol lishma, it's pasul. It's afani of the ola. Why? Because gam he kodshim is there for shech them shalol lishma psula. Of course, you might wonder if the Gemara is going to use this Tzad HaShoveh, why not apply this to all kodshim? Why are you singling out an ola? And the answer has to be that an Ola is unique in the, shall I say, the constellation of Karbanos, because Kulad Kolil. So the Gemara answer is no. This Mayat Sad is not valid. And the reason for that is Shevehev Yesh Mayam Sad Kores. Chatos is coming to be Mechaper Navirish Kores that he did b'shogeg, and Pesach is coming, and Pesach is coming to save him, if you will, from a kares. Because if he's mevatel the mitzvah of Pesach, it generates a chiv kares. So there's a certain severity in korban Pesach. In Ola, you'll never have an element of kares. So Gemara responds to that by saying Ben Azai, and here we're turning to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, sad kares lo parach. He thinks that a tzad kares is not a pircha. It doesn't undermine the bameh hatzad, the tzad hashoveh. Because, take a look, in the case of chatos, there's no such thing as a bittul mitzvah that would generate a chatos. You know, let's say you didn't bring the korban chatos, that doesn't generate kares. In Pesach, non-compliance, if you don't bring the korban Pesach, you chayev kares. So the kares is not really the same in both Pesach and Chatos. And therefore it doesn't have that tzad chomer in common of kares. The Gemara now asks the following question. If, according to Ben Azai, a tzad kares is not a pircha, is osham nami lesei? Right now the Gemara is not operating with the svar that I gave before of Kulo Kolil, and the Gemara think that Oshem should also be a candidate for this Pamet Tzad to establish that Shalol Lishma is Pasul. And even if you'll tell me there's no element of Kares in Oshem, well, in Ola also there's no element of Kares, and yet you're willing, Rabban Azi is willing to derive a Pamet Tzad. So the Gemara says that Oshem On the case of Asham, there's a pircha mala tzad Asham shebehen. What Pesach and Chatos have in common? Shekein yeshnon b'tzibur kibiyachid. The chumra of both Pesach and Chatos is they are brought by the tzibur. Again, this is problematic. Pesach is not really a chovas tzibur; it's a karban yachid. But in this context, since every single Jew is at that particular time is obligated to bring karban Pesach, it becomes like a karban tzibur. And Asham, you can never say that the tzibur Asham by definition is always a yachid. Mashen kein Ola could be brought by the tzibur. The Gemara gives now another approach to justify the source of Ben Azay, Ibois Ema. I can tell you, Tzad Kareis, Nama Parach, Ben Azay, Gemara, Gmiral. It's possible that the Psul Ola Shalolishma, even if it's not derived from a Tzad Ashava, so that's not the source, but there was a Kabbalah. He was Makabalit from the 72 Zkenim, and they were Makabalit Ishmi Pi, Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's a Hilchas Gmiral, and that's called Halacha Moshe Misinai. Now, usually we assume, and the Rama makes a big deal about this, that there's no machlokas in halacha l'moshe misinai. Here, the Chachomim restrict the psul of shalol shmot chatos and pesach. They don't extend it to include ola, so that has to be taken under advisement. I'm just raising the question. And then it says, "Vahadik amar afuna kal vachomer." Lo amora el chadei ba talmido. If we saw the Rav Huna before tried to make a kavachomer that ola, since it's kuli kolal, is more chomer than chomer and chatos and pesach. The Gemara says that Rav Huna only tried to stimulate his students in order to bring them to ask kashes, but in truth it's all hilchos gemira. That's what Ben Azay is based upon, and that brings us to the third mishnah in Masechta Zvachim. And this Mishnah is going to address the avodos of Pesach and Chatos, where a machshava shelo lishma apostles the karban. In other words, shall we assume that this machshava shelo lishma applies not only to shechita but even to halachas adam, even to kabbalas adam, and we could talk about zrikas adam and so forth and so on. So bli neder, this is going to be our next challenge to learn the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.